Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberal Democrat, former New York Times columnist Mark Halperin predicted to Tucker Carlson a massive left-wing mental health crisis if Trump were to win.
I say this not flippantly. I think it will be the cause of the greatest mental health crisis in the history of the country. I think tens of millions of people will question their connection to the nation, their connection to other human beings, their connection to their vision of what their future for them and their children could be like. And I think that will be require an enormous amount of access to mental health professionals. I think it'll lead to trauma in the workplace. I think there'll be some degree of...
Are you being serious?
100% serious. 100% serious. I think there'll be alcoholism. There'll be broken marriages.
What?
Yeah. They think he's the worst person possible to be president.
Well, yeah, you got to understand. Okay, just pretend you are as confused as they are. Your country just elected Hitler. Trump Hitler. Yeah, and you told him he was going to be a fascist Trump Hitler and turn the military on the American people or something. And they elected him anyway. I mean, you'd be a little traumatized, right? You already think Vladimir Putin has taken over your government. That didn't actually happen. But they think that. I mean, imagine the trauma. At first, Putin in an act of war took over your government, which didn't actually happen, but they think it did. And now your fellow citizens, your neighbors are electing Trump Hitler. Oh, you'd go crazy. None of it's real, but they don't know that. They don't know that. How do you cope? So hard. I know. Use federal tax dollars for cry-in therapy sessions for people who work at the Secretary of State, at State Department, basically. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent federal money, this is one of the top 10 articles right now in the country, on at least 2 therapy sessions, including cry-ins. You could, cry if you needed to, over the election of Trump Hitler. They were cry sessions for people to deal with Vice President Kamala Harris's loss. Okay, understand this. What this means is that the State Department is staffed by people who hate you, who hate Americans, and who hate the majority in America. I can't stand that they are not the majority of Americans. Daryl Issa, a Republican representative, wrote this letter to Blinken about using federal dollars to pay for these therapy sessions. I am concerned that the department is catering to federal employees who are personally devastated by the normal functioning of American democracy through the provision of government-funded mental health counseling, because Kamala Harris was not elected president of the United States, he writes. They cannot cope. It is disturbing, the Republican writes, that ostensibly nonpartisan government officials would suffer a personal meltdown over the results of a free and fair election, something the United States champions around the world. It is unacceptable that the department accommodates this behavior and subsidizes it with taxpayer dollars. And listen to what he writes. The mental health of our foreign service personnel is important. Folks, you know what this means? The people who are supposed to keep us out of World War III are mental. In fact, it's debatable who's crazier. The demented commander-in-chief who is hurling missiles into Russia to see if we can get into a war, or these folks. ICER writes, the mental health of our foreign service personnel is important, but the department has no obligation to indulge and promote the leftist political predilections of its employees and soothe their frayed nerves because of the good faith votes of and the personal expense of American taxpayers. Anyway, ICER demanded answers from Blinken concerning the details of the therapy sessions, which, as I said, included cry-ins, including how many were held, whether more are scheduled, and how much the agency spent to hold them. Can you imagine being a Trump supporter inside this agency? You'd have to hide it. You could be beaten. I mean, these people are nuts. So are these Democrats vowing to resist the deportation of actual cartel members. Folks, I've been telling you, and I've been demonstrating with facts on my Battleground America podcast, you should listen to it, how the Democrat Party is merging with the cartels, in particular at the border. I didn't come up with this idea on my own. I got it from Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, who talked about how the Democrats and the cartels have essentially merged during the Biden era.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a strong, really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
Absolutely. And Dan Patrick, who is the lieutenant governor of Texas, was talking about this, this cartel army that they have formed at the border with the, you know, border guard, the Biden administration actually partnering with the cartels. Okay, where are you going to drop off the illegals? Hand them to us. Okay. And they're working together. They make phone calls. They're merging. And you know how you know where you saw the evidence of this? Aurora, Colorado. What happened? We had Trende Aragua taking over apartment complexes. We had everyone from the Democrat attorney general to the Democrat governor to the police chief lie to cover up for Trende Aragua, keep him in place. Them? No, that's just a silly internet rumor. That's not real. Don't worry. And then we find out the whole time that the police department has been meeting with the FBI to try to figure out how to deal with Trende Aragua taking over these apartment complexes and selling girls for sex out of them. Not women, girls. Underage. It's their main line of business. So what do you have? Democrat officials lying to keep gangs in place in their territory. What? Let me ask you a question. The only reason we know about this is one Republican member of the Aurora City Council blew the whistle on it, right? These Trende Aragua gang members from Venezuela, their leaders have already greenlit killing police officers, okay? What do you think happens when she runs for office again? What do you think happens when the Democrats who covered up for Trende Aragua run for office again? Well, we pray to God it's not what goes on every election cycle in Mexico. 30 assassinated politicians. They were not cartels, so they died. 70 more attempted assassinations. One election cycle. That's what happens when the cartels own you. And you're already watching Democrats lie to cover up and assist Trende Aragua in the takeover of places like Aurora. Again, what do you think is going to happen eventually when those Democrats who are so critical to protecting Trende Aragua go up for re-election? There's a Republican running against them. Eventually, we're going to have to worry that Republican's not going to survive that election. Just like in Mexico, it's just coming right over the border. I mean, this is how Mexico operates. So what are we seeing now? We're seeing Democrat Mayor Mike Johnson of Denver, Colorado, declare war on Trump's efforts to enforce immigration policies. Now, he initially said he's going to send the Denver police to meet them at the border and we'll have, you know, armed insurrection. He's backed off on that, but he says that if he has to, he will go to prison to protect every last illegal immigrant criminal. And folks, we're not talking about regular immigrants, illegal immigrants who just came over the border. They're just working. That's all they're doing here. What we're talking, they're going after, their priority is people who have committed crimes in the U.S. after they broke the law to come here. people with deportation orders and criminal records. This is, understand, this is the Democrats saying we are going to stand in the gap and protect Trende Aragua, MS-13. We don't care how many 14-year-olds they've raped. Which, by the way, this headline just out of Denver over the weekend, illegal alien arrested for raping 14-year-old girl in Denver. Now, this was not his girlfriend. He was staying at a place that was being rented. He attacked the 14-year-old girl, arrested. Denver police, under the orders of this lunatic mayor, refusing to turn over the rapist to ICE. This is who they, no rapist. There is no rapist too dangerous to keep on the streets of Denver. That's how crazy these Democrats are. And it's only going to get worse. But you know what the good news is? As they resist, they're going to expose themselves. They will. The American people are going to get to see their full bark at the moon madness. And it's going to be glorious. Hopefully no one gets hurt.